Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Maybelle would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord as we go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your goodness, for your mercy, for sparing us, bringing us together one more time. Pray that you look upon us with compassion and with mercy. We ask that you will touch our souls tonight. Send your word and send your anointing. Let our souls be blessed beyond remembrance. Help us, O Lord, to go through, to stand, O Lord, to do and be what you would have us to be. Find the works of Satan. He seek to hinder and he seek to stop the broadcast. But we thank you today because by faith we are trusting in you, looking to you and taking you at your word. We pray that you will have your way and let your will be done, O Lord. Let our soul be blessed. Touch somebody, O Lord. Help somebody to give their lives unto you. Help somebody to run for their lives. Help them to receive the word of God into their hearts that they might be saved. We know that you're yet in the saving business and you're still working miracles. Have mercy tonight, O Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Let the Spirit of God heal. Let the blood of Jesus cover. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Oh, my God, we know you're able right now, Lord. We're trusting in you and looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Work miracles, oh, Lord. Bind the works of Satan and cast him out. In the name of Jesus, help us to go through, oh, Lord. Help us to stand, oh, Lord. Help us to pray our way through. Help us to continue in prayer. We realize that prayer changes things, and we know that you are prayer-answering God, and you are yet answering our prayers. We are trusting in you today, oh, Lord.
Yes, God.
Help us to take you at your word. Help us to contend for that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help us not to doubt you. Cast out all doubt and all fear and everything that seeks to hinder us from doing the will of God. We pray that you have mercy tonight and that you bind every evil work and everything that seeks to hinder us from doing your will. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you help us to triumph over the devil. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we're down
in
here waiting on you. We can't do nothing until you come. We ask that you stop by here and that you take control tonight. Look on the souls of men. Some are burdened down. Some have lost loved ones. We pray, Lord, that you have mercy tonight. Look on Cousin Gloria West. Look on her and her entire family.
Yes,
comfort them in their time of bereavement. We know you're able, Jesus.
Yes,
look on Cousin Annette. Have mercy on her, oh Lord. Help her to look to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do a day, oh Lord. Give comfort to that family, oh Lord. Lift the burdens of their heart. Go with them and stand by them, oh Lord. Take them through their time of bereavement and be merciful, oh Lord. I pray, Jesus, that you look on the souls who are afflicted in their bodies, those who are carrying illnesses and afflictions, weakness. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Give them strength in their body.
Touch
help
right
them
now,
to
Lord.
Overcome their situation.
Thank you, Lord.
Help them to trust in you and to look to you, Lord, knowing that you're able to raise them up off their sick bed. Have mercy, Jesus. Look on Tina. Touch her body right now. Touch her mind, oh Lord. Help her to turn to you before it's too late. Help her to seek your face, repent of her sins, and give her life unto you. Help her to seek your face as never before. Touch her body. Move the pain, oh Lord. Help her, that overcome in the name of Jesus, and all those souls who are suffering, those who are hospitalized, touch them right now, Lord. Touch their bodies, Jesus. Heal and raise them up, safe to the uttermost, and let the Spirit of God be there and the blood of Jesus cover. We pray that you look upon every soul that is listed on the broadcast. Touch right now, oh Lord. Deliver the souls. Look on Sister Jackie Durgan. Bless and make the way for her. You know her heart's desire. You know all about her, oh Lord. You're able to fix the situation in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for all that
you've done. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for being a way maker.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for opening up a door. We thank you for sending on help.
Thank you, Jesus.
We get tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
now,
Jesus.
Lord,
thank you.
We give glory and honor to the name of the Lord. Thou art
so
worthy,
thank you, Jesus.
And your name is worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, oh Lord,
yes,
to continue to praise you in the good and in what seems to be bad.
Yes.
Help us to praise you anyway. Let the praise of God ring out of our souls in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless us and go with
us.
Stand by us, oh Lord. Make ways for your people, oh Lord. Somebody needs you today. Somebody needs a way made. We pray that you make the way. We pray that you open up the door in the name of Jesus. Somebody want to be saved today. Saved to the utmost. Saved Jesus. Deliver the soul. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Rain down your anointing. Send your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Help us today, oh Lord. Oh, my God, we know you're able, and we're looking to you. We believe you today, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. Thank you for what you're doing.
You.
We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. Have your way and let your will be done, and we will continue to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, I'm going to read the open scripture, and I will be reading the 53rd number of Psalm, verses 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquities. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up people as they eat bread? Who eat up my people as they eat bread. They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was, for God has scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the 53rd number of Psalm, verses 1 through 6. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank God for that Psalm being read by a Sister Cheryl and the prayer being prayed. And I thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945 2188. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheba Hameen, who is the Pastor Sheba Hameen Show with co-representative Isabel Edmonds on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-5763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title One School. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at service at 12 o'clock p.m. and prayer on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls who are on our prayer list. We want to keep Miss Maxine Tucker in our prayer, Miss Sherman, Tina Lyons Capoletti, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for all those others who are currently requesting prayer. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, if she's on the line, would she please come forth and render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Sing that again. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Why my heart is filled with praise.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia, telling the Lord, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, today. And my heart is filled with praise, which is what our heart should be filled with. Amen. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for the selection that came through Dr. Cynthia Edmond. And we thank God for Dr. Khadija Hameen and Sister Cheryl. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the scripture, for the prayer, the song. And we just thank God for everything. The Lord is blessing, and we are glad. Now, let's get ready to go back retro. Tonight is Tuesday night, and it's oldies but goodies in the gospel. Praise the Lord. We're going to go back to the 1990s. I believe it was 1994, and we had the late Evangelist Melinda Edmond preaching under the anointing. And I tell you, that sister preached. Praise God. Now, the following voice you will hear will be that of Evangelist Melinda Edmond, who will be bringing the word of God. And the title tonight is Look to Jesus. Praise the God. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask that you turn your hearts and minds toward the Lord and focus on the word of God, that you may get something out of the word of God. God bless you.
To the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Now here is Evangelist May Edmond and Evangelist Melinda Edmond.
Thank you, Lord. God bless all of our radio listeners. We thank you for tuning us in. This is Gospel Truth Broadcast, and this is Evangelist Edmond here with you tonight. And Evangelist Melinda is going to bring us the Word of God. We're looking forward to having a good time here tonight in the Word of the Lord. At this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to go to a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our people, Lord. We pray that you stretch out your mighty hand. Meet us here tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray that you touch those that are sick and afflicted in their body. Oh, my God, we know that you are healing, Lord. You said in your word, with your stripes, we are healed. We take you at your word, Lord. We come to you in faith, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We believe it right now, God. Oh, my God, that person that is standing in need of a financial blessing, we want you to touch and make a way, Lord. Open up a door, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. The power is in thy hand, Jesus. Oh, my God, we want you to move, Lord. Move in the city of Camden, Lord. Save the unsaved, Lord. Heal the sick, Lord, Jesus. Send all deliverance to them that are found, Lord. Move in a special way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on the beholders of Camden, New Georgia. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Find favor, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able, Lord. Touch the cold heart, Lord. Change their hearts. Change their minds, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able, Lord. We know you're a way maker. You're able to make the way. In the name of Jesus, we're trusting you, Lord. Yes, and taking you out of the way. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We know there's no failure. We know you're able to deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. You know our prayers and prayers. You know the desires of our hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus. You said we abide in you. And your word abide in us. We can ask what we will, and it shall be done. We take you out of the way, and we count it done. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this prayer, Lord. These and all blessings we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, this part of the program is into the hands of Evangelist Melinda, that she may bring the word of God.
Praise God. God bless all of you tonight. We thank and praise God for our being here. Thank God for Evangelist May Edmond and for that beautiful prayer. And we know that prayer changes things. God knows our trust is in the Lord tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you and for you tuning in to hear this broadcast tonight. You'll find me going into the Word of God taken from Psalms 121. That's Psalms 121. And I'm going to dedicate this message to all of you, our radio listeners, and all the saints of God out there under the sound of my voice, to all the people of God everywhere. Glory to God. We know that God, he's a mighty God, and he is wonderful tonight. Amen. And we thank God for all that he has done for us tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to go into the word of God. We want you to take the word of God in. If there's somebody out there that's cast down or heavy laden or burdened down, hear what thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God, because there's nothing too hard for my God.
Amen.
Psalms 1 and 21. And the word of God said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help.
Yes, Lord.
My help from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Glory,
he will not suffer thy foot to be moved.
Glory,
Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
Amen.
The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand.
Well, yes, he is.
The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night.
Amen.
The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil.
Yes.
He shall preserve thy soul.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in.
Yes.
From this time forth and even forevermore.
Amen.
David said in the psalmist, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help.
Yes,
I'm going to look up unto the hills. Look up into the heavens.
Yes,
glory to God. From which cometh my help.
Lord,
my help cometh from the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, my God. God Almighty, he made the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
God has all power in his hands.
Yes, Lord.
Saints of God, people of God, I want you to lift up your eyes unto the hill.
Yes.
From which cometh your help.
Yes.
Your help comes from God Almighty.
Yes.
Glory to God. Without God, we have no help. Without God, we have no power. So we're going to lift up our eyes unto the hills. For he is coming to our help. Because our help, it comes from the Lord. Glory to God. God said he would not suffer. Oh, my God. That foot should be moved. We're planted on that solid rock. And we won't be moved by every which way and every wind and every whip that come by. But we're going to look unto the hills from which cometh our help.
Yes.
We're going to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that called us with a holy calling, the one that brought us out of sin, the one that established our glory. We're going to lift up our eyes unto the hill. We're going to look unto Jesus. Glory to God. God said that he shall not neither sleep nor slumber. He won't sleep nor slumber. Even in time of trouble, he'll be there. He'll be wide awake. He'll be ready to answer and ready to hear our cry. Glory to God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Glory to God. We don't have to want because we can lift up our eyes unto the hill. Which cometh our help, even in these troublesome times, in these crucial times, when trouble is everywhere. We're going to lift up our eyes. We're going to look to Jesus. Lift up to the hills from which cometh our help. Glory to God. Jesus began to know us now. Glory, hallelujah. He said, upon this rock I build my church, and the barrier against the hell shall not prevail against me. Glory to God. I'm going to lift up my eyes. I'm going to lift up my eyes. I'm going to lift them up and look to Jesus. I'm going to look to Jesus in time of distress, in time of despair, when trouble is all around. I'm going to look counseling, call us at area code 609-962-8000. Now is the time to look up.
Yes,
lift up your head. Look to the Lord. Look to the hills.
Yes, Lord.
From whence cometh your help? Your help comes from the Lord. Your help doesn't come from the doctor. Your help doesn't come from the ball game. But your help coming from the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You can look to Jesus tonight. And if you're troubled and if you're cast down and you're carrying a heavy burden, turn it over to Jesus.
Yes,
or even just get on the phone and call us at 609-962-8000. If you need prayer and counseling, call us at area code 609-962-8000. The phones are open and we're waiting for you.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for that powerful message coming to Evangelist Melinda Edmond, the late Evangelist Melinda Edmond. She preached under the anointing, and I could feel the message that she preached on tonight. Look to Jesus. Glory to God. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Praise God. That's what we have to do in these last days. We have to look to the hills. Look to Jesus. He's the only one that can bring us through, bring us out, and help us to endure our test and trial. So we thank God for that beautiful message. At this time, we're going to open the doors of salvation. Somebody might want to be saved. Somebody might need strength tonight. Somebody might feel a little weak or a little cast down. And some may be going through bereavements and different ailments and afflictions in the body. Well, we want you to know you can look to Jesus on tonight. And we're going to, as then Cynthia prepare for prayer, we're going to ask that you put your minds on Jesus. Look to the Lord tonight. God can work it out. You're not that far gone that God cannot reach you. But just keep your mind on the Lord as Evangelist Dr. Cynthia Edmond comes forth and lead us in a word of prayer. Evening, Lord. We thank you for these dying people. We thank you for your anointed word tonight, my God. Oh, my Father, we thank you for all things, my Father. You said in all things to give thanks, and we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, continue to look down on us, my God. Help us tonight, Lord. Help us to lift up our eyes, my God, unto you, Lord. Help us to look to you tonight, Jesus, to bring us out, my God. Help us tonight, Lord. We need you, Jesus. Stand by us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move in signs and wonders and work miracles, my God. In the name of Jesus, look on the sick and the shut in, my God. Have your eternal way, God. Move by your spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Father, heal that spirit of cancer, Lord. That spirit of diabetes, Lord. High blood pressure, Lord. Low blood pressure, my God. The heart disease, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the drug addict, my God. Oh, Father, we know you're able tonight, God. Oh, that alcoholic tonight, God. That gambler, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that smoking spirit, God, bind it tonight, Lord. I know you're able, God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Move in signs and wonders, Lord. Work miracles, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Father, go into the hospital, Lord. Go into the prison walls, Lord. I know you're able, God, into the mental institutions, Lord. Move by your spirit, God. Let your will be done, God. Save, heal, and deliver, Lord. I know you're able, God. Look on the President of the United States, God. Move right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes,
help him to lead the country, God. I know you're able, God. Look on those countries that are fighting, my God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch the minds and hearts of men everywhere, God. Let your will be done, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I know you're able tonight, God. Continue to send your word, God. Continue to send healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to send encouragement, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way, Lord. Somebody needs you tonight, God.
Somebody is lost, my God, and don't know which way to go, my God. Show them the way to go, God. Direct their path, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on the youth today, God. Have mercy on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Save, Lord. I know you able, God. Oh, Father, you have the power, my God, power to deliver, Lord. I know you able, God. Continue to bless those listeners tonight that are listening in on this broadcast, God. Bless them, Lord Jesus, with the blessing they stand in need of, God. If it's healing, heal, Lord. If it's financial, bless, Lord. I know you're able, Lord. If it's comfort, comfort tonight, God. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Open the door that seems to be closed, God. Close the door that seems to not open, God. In the name of Jesus, that seems to stay open, God. Close it, my God. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, God. Let your will be done, Lord. Oh, Father, we'll be careful to give thy name the praise. The glory and the honor shall be thine. We'll lift you up, Lord.
Yes.
We'll bless thine holy name, God. We'll magnify you, Lord. We'll continue to praise your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God for the prayer coming through Dr. Cynthia Edmond. We thank God because prayer changes things. And if you believe it, you can receive it today. We thank God for this broadcast. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from our
cadetes.
Thank God.
Thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. God bless you. Thank God for the word of God coming through the lead evangelist Melinda, encouraging us to look to Jesus. And
yes.
Like the evangelist said, this word, it was preached under the anointing and in the power, and in very great power to the glory of God.
Oh, yes.
We have to lift up our eyes and look to Jesus, not to these things on the earth, not to man, not even to ourselves, because we'll fail. Man will fail, but Jesus, he'll never fail. This is a beautiful message. And I enjoyed it. I want to say to the people of God and those who are aspiring to be saved, look to Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the message on tonight.
Amen.
The throwback 90s.
Yes.
From the 90s.
Yes.
But the message still stands today. Amen.
Yes.
It stood in David's time.
Yes.
David got in trouble.
And yes.
David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from
yes.
whence cometh my
All
help.
Right.
My help coming from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Amen.
Yes.
When we get in trouble, when we get sick, amen. When the enemy is tempting us, we
yes.
can lift up our eyes. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And look
Thank
to
you,
Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Amen. He's begun this work. And he'll finish it in us.
Yes, he will.
I thank God for this from my late aunt that passed on. Amen. I truly missed her. Amen.
Yes.
But I thank God that she left something on record. Amen.
Yes.
I encourage you, and you, amen, to take the word of God and live by it, and you will be saved.
God bless.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for the remarks coming through our evangelist. Truly, the Lord preached through Evangelist Evangelist Melinda Edmond. I'm sorry,
Amen.
She preached. I can't help it. She preached, and
that's all right.
It was in 94, but it was just like it was today. And I thank God for it. I'm encouraged. And when you need encouragement and you hear this word, I tell you, it will cause you to lift up your head, do everything. He is our help today, and that's why we look to him. So we thank God for this broadcast on this evening. And at this time, if there's no more remarks, we invite you to tune in again on Sunday night, Lord's will. We will be back here at 7 p.m. And if that's all, we say God bless you. We love you and thank God for you. Good night.